Welcome to the Masthead for April 2025, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Mariners depend on SCI. SCI depends on you. Support the Seamus Church Institute. Compassion, dependability, integrity. In this issue, April 2025, 2025 Maritime Bell Luncheon, SCI highlights seafarer support and advocacy at CMA Shipping 2025. Advocating for seafarers at the IMO Legal Committee meeting. SCI supports global dialogue at ILO in Geneva. See you on the mountain. Register for the 2025 SCI Mountain Challenge. SCI in the news. The Reverend Gray's pardon. Featured in Waterways Journal. Quiet yet powerful. The Green Diamond, New Ministry on the River chaplain, shares a first-hand account from Houston. Innovative e-learning modules support STS maneuver training. New energy at ISC Port Newark. Student volunteers and a new chaplain associate. The impact of Christmas at sea for seafarers. From the SCI archives, SCI's memorial, to the RMS Titanic. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, ACBL, Ingram, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York, ABS, Genco, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, C-Cube, Container Leasing, Tote, and Seward & Kissel, LLP. Thank you. 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 12, 2025. Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York, New York. Join us for the 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner as we celebrate the maritime community and honor Christopher J. Wernicke, Chairman and CEO of the American Bureau of Shipping, with the Silver Bell Award, and Joseph E.M. Hughes, Chairman of the Shipowners Claims Bureau, Incorporated, Managers of the American P&I Club, with a Lifetime Achievement Award. Click below for more details and to register for the event. Maritime Bell 2025 Maritime Bell Awards Luncheon. On March 27, 2025, the Seamus Church Institute, SCI, welcomed over 300 guests to its annual Maritime Bell Awards Luncheon at the Hilton Americas Houston. This signature event honors the maritime community of Houston and the broader Gulf Coast region, celebrating leadership and service across the industry. This year, SCI presented two distinguished awards. John Roberts, President and CEO of Ingram Marine Group, received the Maritime Bell Award for his outstanding leadership and dedication to the industry. Scott Glatter, Training Specialist at Kirby Inland Marine, was honored with the Outstanding Trainer Award for his exceptional commitment to mariner education and safety. We look forward each year to gathering with our partners and friends from Houston and the Gulf Coast, said the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director of SCI. We're proud to recognize John Roberts and Scott Glatter, and we're deeply grateful to all who support SCI's mission. Formerly known as the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, this year's event marked the debut of its new name, the Maritime Bell Awards Luncheon. The benefit raised $275,000 to support SCI's wide-ranging programs, including chaplaincy, crisis response, mariner training, and advocacy. Photos include Outstanding Trainer Award, Scott Glatter, Training Specialist, Kirby Inland Marine, and from left to right, Jim Guidry, Executive Vice President of Vessel Operations at Kirby Inland Marine, Christian O'Neill, President and Chief Operating Officer, Kirby Corporation, Scott Glatter, Training Specialist, Kirby Inland Marine, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director, the Seamus Church Institute. CMA Shipping Conference. SCI highlights seafarer support and advocacy at CMA Shipping 2025. The Connecticut Maritime Association, CMA, Shipping Conference, held April 1st to 3rd, 2025, continues to serve as an essential forum for the Seamus Church Institute, SCI, to engage with global maritime leaders and to champion the rights and welfare of seafarers. This year, STI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, and Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director of STI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, took part in a panel titled Reporting on the Proposed Changes to MLC and an Essential Check-in on the U.S. Labor Market. The discussion spotlighted critical updates to the Maritime Labor Convention, MLC, 2006, and explored pressing labor trends shaping the U.S. maritime workforce. They were joined by fellow panelists Joseph Zudema, Executive Director, General Secretary of NAMA and ICMA, Stella Katori, Associate General Manager at One Care Group Limited, and Pat Keffler, Chemical Manager and Regional Manager, Americas Intertanko. Together, the group brought a multifaceted perspective on advancing fairness and inclusivity in the maritime industry. The complete video recording of this session is available online. The photo of the CMA shipping panel reporting on the proposed changes to MLC and an essential check-in on the U.S. labor market, April 3, 2025, Stamford, Connecticut. Panel moderator the Reverend Mark Nesselhut and panelist Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director, SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, Stella Katori, Associate General Manager, One Care Group Limited, Pat Keffler, Chemical Manager and Regional Manager, Americas Intertanko, and Dr. Jason Zudema, Executive Director, General Secretary of NAMA and ICMA. Another photo shows the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI's President and Executive Director, as he moderates Seafarer Panel at CMA Shipping 2025. Additionally, SCI hosted a booth on the exhibition floor, offering attendees insights into its work across the Port of New York and New Jersey, U.S. inland rivers, and Gulf Coast, crisis response, advocacy, mariner training, and maritime feasibility studies. A photograph includes the team, SCI team members at the CMA Shipping Conference booth. From left to right, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI President and Executive Director, Matt Morse, Esquire, Director, International Seafarers Center, the Reverend Dr. Bill Allport, Chaplain, International Seafarers Center, Evan Brown, SCI Communications Director, and Bridget Patterson, SCI Communications Associate. Center for Mariner Advocacy, advocating for seafarers at the IMO Legal Committee meeting. Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director of the Center for Mariner Advocacy, attended the International Maritime Organization's IMO Legal Committee meeting from March 24th to 28th, focusing on two key issues, seafarer abandonment and the criminalization of seafarers. The committee advanced efforts to improve the joint ILO-IMO abandonment database, an initiative Phil supports as a task force member. He emphasized the importance of accurate data to identify root causes and develop solutions to reduce abandonment cases. The committee also approved new guidelines on fair treatment of seafarers detained in connection with alleged crimes. Phil contributed to this multi-year project with both the IMO and ILO. While the guidelines are not mandatory, they represent a significant step forward. Phil will continue his advocacy at a follow-up meeting in June focused on next steps around seafarer criminalization. The photo shows a smiling Phil Shifflin. SCI supports global dialogue at ILO in Geneva. From April 7th to 11th, 2025, Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director of SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, attended the Special Tripartite Committee, STC, of the Maritime Labor Convention, MLC, 2006. Currently underway at the International Labor Organization, ILO, in Geneva, Switzerland. As a member of the International Christian Maritime Association, ICMA, delegation, Shifflin was joined by Dr. Jason Zudema, General Secretary of ICMA. Before the convention adjourned, it had already proven to be both meaningful and productive. Phil participated in all plenary sessions and has had numerous discussions with a wide range of stakeholders, including representatives of governments, seafarers, shipowners, and NGOs. These conversations have offered valuable insights into the global perspectives on the MLC 2006 and the mutual commitment to improving the welfare of seafarers. One particularly encouraging development was a progress made to address shore leave access. A version of the proposal aimed at strengthening shore leave rights appears to have gained tripartite support. While the official adoption of the proposal is awaiting final confirmation, the emerging consensus is a very promising sign for the rights and well-being of seafarers worldwide. An interview conducted by ICMA, during which Shifflin explains more about the significance of this conversation and why it is important that ICMA is present and participating in these discussions, is available online. A photo shows Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director of SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, as he expands upon ICMA's contributions to the ILO. In addition, Shifflin was honored as one of the few invited to speak at the opening plenary as a member of the ICMA delegation. His opening remarks are available online. Thank you to ICMA's General Secretary Jason Zudema for providing and posting this content on their website. See you on the mountain. SCI Mountain Challenge registration is open. SCI invites the maritime community to join us on September 25th to 28th at the Sunday River Resort in Maine for a test of endurance inspired by mariners. SCI Mountain Challenge, September 25th to 28th, 2025. Mountain Challenge, register, facts about past events and support. Team registration, philanthropy, challenge standings. All of this is available online. Ministry on the River, SCI in the News, Chaplain Grace Pardon, featured in Waterways Journal. We're excited to share that Chaplain Pardon, SCI's supervisory chaplain for the Upper Mississippi and Ohio River region, has been highlighted in the Waterways Journal for her compassionate work and unwavering commitment to America's mariners. In the article, Grace speaks about her spiritual calling and her hope to bring encouragement, care, and God's love to the hardworking mariners she serves. "This work brings together everything I felt called to do. Chaplaincy, being present for people in the margins, and deep listening." Chaplain Grace Pardon, Waterways Journal. Her work is a beautiful reflection of SCI's mission to provide holistic support to seafarers and mariners, and we're proud to see her ministry recognized on such a respected platform. You can access the Waterways Journal in the website. There's a photo of Chaplain Grace Pardon smiling. Quiet yet powerful, the Green Diamond. New Ministry on the River chaplain shares a first-hand account from Houston, including time aboard Kirby Marine's cutting-edge hybrid towboat, offering unique insight into the diverse experiences of meeting mariners where they live and work. "Earplugs or earmuffs?" the mariner asked as he led me into the engine room of my first tugboat tour. Even with the earmuffs clamped tightly to my head, trying their best to shield my shoreside ears from the stentorian roar of the twin-screw engine, the sound was overwhelming, deafening me to everything but the thunder of machinery. The mariner shouted over the din, and I nodded along, relying more on lip-reading than anything else. That was not the case aboard Kirby's new hybrid electric towboat, the MV Green Diamond, which was christened by SCI's executive director and chaplains in August 2023. When I visited on March 27, no ear protection was needed as we stepped into the sleek, state-of-the-art engine room where, instead of roaring, she purred. She may have sounded effortless, but her two 575-kilowatt motors deliver a combination 1,600 horsepower, more than enough muscle for her duties. Primarily operating in the Houston Ship Channel, the Green Diamond moves empty barges between fleets and docks with ease. But don't let her quiet demeanor fool you. This Echo Tug has the range and power to go much farther upriver if needed. The engine room may be quiet, but the buzz around the Green Diamond, the first hybrid towboat of her kind, is anything but. A photo shows SCI's ministry on the river chaplaincy team. From left to right, the Reverend Nancy Simpson, chaplain, Houston Ship Channel and Gulf Coast Region. The Reverend Grace Pardon, supervisory chaplain, Upper Mississippi and Ohio River Region. And the Reverend Jeffrey Davis, chaplain, Lower Mississippi and Gulf Coast Region. Center for Maritime Education, innovative e-learning modules support STS maneuver training. The e-learning team is developing two training modules that incorporate simulation video captured from our Kongsberg simulator, aligned with the best practices provided by subject matter experts at AET, a leading global owner and operator of tanker vessels. These modules were initiated at AET's request to support new employees by providing pre-class training and to serve as a refresher for all mooring masters prior to performing real-world maneuvers. Each module enables learners to observe maneuvers from multiple camera angles while monitoring real-time instrumentation data in the wheelhouse. By integrating these specific simulation exercises into computer-based training, we enhance exposure to critical maritime operations while reducing operational downtime during transits. The first two modules will focus on standard ship-to-ship, STS approach, and separation procedures. This project is an exciting opportunity to leverage the comprehensive suite of training tools available at the Center for Maritime Education. International Seafarer Center, new energy at ISC Port Newark, student volunteers, and a new chaplain associate. Spring has arrived at the International Seafarer Center, ISC, in Port Newark, bringing with it new partnerships and fresh faces. Over the past month, the ISC team successfully collaborated with the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT, through their Alternative Spring Break program. As part of this initiative, NJIT students visited the Port of Newark and gave several areas of the facility a literal fresh coat of paint. The partnership proved to be a great success, so much so that one NJIT student has already expressed interest in returning independently to continue supporting the center's mission. The ISC extends heartfelt thanks to Debbie Sims of NJIT for making this inaugural collaboration possible. In addition to welcoming student volunteers, the ISC has begun training its newest volunteer chaplain associate, the Reverend Paul Makar of St. Jehoshaphat Ukrainian Catholic Church. The Reverend Makar brings a strong maritime background, having graduated from SUNY Maritime and served in the new U.S. Navy before being called to the priesthood. He joins the ISC with a deep compassion for all seafarers, particularly Ukrainian mariners, and offers the added gifts of Ukrainian language fluency, a warm sense of humor, and a servant's heart. Photographs show William Mercer, ISC Operations Associate Diver, far left, and Matthew Morse, Esquire, SCI's Director of the International Seafarer Center, second from right, joined by students from the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and a smiling photo of Father Makar. Chaplaincy and Advocacy, Between Bureaucracy and Shore Leave, by the Reverend Dr. Bill Allport, Chaplain, International Seafarers Center, Port of New York and New Jersey. From February 2025, Quarterly Activity Report. The captain of the Algoma Verity reached out to the International Seafarers Center, ISC, office with an urgent request. His crew had arrived at the Brooklyn Naval Shipyard for a month-long dry dock, but their shore leave passes were set to expire in just 3 days. He hoped that SCI could assist in securing an extension. Upon receiving the message, I consulted with our Center for Mariner Advocacy Director, Phil Shiflin, for guidance. He provided key insights into shore leave policies and advised me on critical follow-up questions for the captain and vessel agent. When I spoke with the captain to get clarification on his request, he expressed deep concern and exhaustion. The vessel had sustained damage during cargo discharge, requiring repairs in Philadelphia, where the crew initially received shore leave. However, after 3 weeks of repairs, the vessel was relocated to Brooklyn for an additional month in dry dock, and their existing shore passes from Philadelphia were now set to expire. With this information, I visited the Customs and Border Protection, CBP, office in Port Newark, and was directed to the CBP Maritime Activities Unit, MAU, in Bayonne, New Jersey, which oversees immigration and shore leave issues. During a vessel visit in Bayonne, I met with a CBP MAU agent who patiently listened to my concerns and advised that the vessel agent should formally request a review of the crew's shore leave status. Once back in Brooklyn, I updated the Algoma Verity's captain on the situation. I explained that shore leave approval rests solely at CBP MAU's discretion, and the vessel agent must initiate the request. It has been my understanding that with recent federal administrative changes, CBP agents are less inclined to exercise discretion in cases like this, making shore leave revisions and requests increasingly difficult. Unfortunately, all I could offer the captain was a slow bureaucratic solution. But as an SCI chaplain, I committed to returning to the ship once the vessel settled into dry dock to offer any additional assistance should it be needed. This incident highlights a key aspect of SCI's chaplaincy, building trust and meaningful relationships. Each pastoral visit strengthens our reputation as a reliable resource for maritime assistance. Sometimes we are there to support seafarers in times of crisis, but we also try to provide answers and reassurance when they need it. While we may not always have immediate, straightforward solutions, as was the case this time, a vital part of our work involves helping seafarers navigate uncertainty, offering pathways forward, and trying to provide peace of mind. Photo, David Ryder. DavidRyder.photoshelter.com. In service to mariners and seafarers, chaplaincy, crisis response, online learning, simulator training, maritime feasibility studies, legal support, advocacy, policy oversight, support the Seaman's Church Institute. From the SCI Archives, SCI's Memorial to the RMS Titanic. On April 10, 1912, the RMS Titanic departed Southampton on her maiden voyage, making stops in France and Ireland before heading toward her intended destination, Pier 59 at West 19th Street in Manhattan. News of the Titanic's tragic sinking reached New York City just as the cornerstone was being laid for Seaman's Church Institute's iconic 13-story hotel for mariners at 25 South Street as a memorial to the seafarers who perished. A lighthouse was constructed on the building's southwest rooftop, pictured below. Though 25 South Street was demolished in 1968, the lighthouse was preserved and is now undergoing an extensive restoration at the South Street Seaport Mission. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors, sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco Shipping and Trading Company Limited, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, C-Cube Container Leasing, Tote Group. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Seaman's Church Institute, founded in 1834. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this email as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact the Seaman's Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004, USA. This has been a recording of the Masthead for April 2025, brought to you by the Seaman's Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets.